If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Good afternoon. 2:15. Good afternoon. My name is Ray. My friend here is JP.
How are you doing?
We're on soft launch day 714 on the broadcast. Still no indication that we're going to go into the hard launch phase. We're certainly hardening. We're stiffening. We're doing our best to harden up, to stiffen the proceed.
Careful now.
The prospect.
We're firming things up.
We're firming things up. But I'm sure nobody's interested.
No.
There's very little interest. We'll soldier on. Thursday show, though, nearly on the weekend. This is news breaking. It seems to be in the last 20 minutes or so. RTE announcing that Ireland, RTE as the state broadcaster and representative. By the way, we're not RTE. We're outside of the RTE, but because people are inclined to go, oh, Today FM, RTE. We're not. But RTE, across the road, and they're responsible for Ireland's participation in Eurovision. They have said, and this has been the case for the last couple of years, when people have been protesting Ireland's participation in Eurovision on the basis that Israel are still participating, and of course, Israel's ongoing decimation of Gaza, that on that basis Ireland should not be participating, and a load of countries shouldn't be participating. The official statement says RTE feels that Ireland's participation would be unconscionable given the ongoing and appalling loss of lives in Gaza. RTE is also deeply concerned by the targeted killing of journalists in Gaza, the denial of access to international journalists to the territory, and to the plight of the remaining hostages. Well, this is it as well, that as a state broadcaster, when getting information out is one of the primary functions of a state broadcaster in the case of RTE. I mean, that's one of the things that RTE does very well, the news. I have to say that I'm married to one of them. You can't really look at a situation where the news is just not allowed. Journalists being killed and the news not being covered, or what's actually happening on the ground not being shared among the international community. Yeah, as many state broadcasters should be taking the position that no. And that's the broadcaster's position. Then there's a wider position, which is, as a country, do we want to be involved in this? I have no interest in Eurovision. Anytime it comes up, we do the box ticking, which is, oh, who's our entry? Give it a play. Cross our fingers for them. Wave the green, white and gold. And fingers crossed they might do well as they progress through the rounds across that week. But I'm not a Eurovision fanboy at all. I'm not immersed in it. I don't get excited about it. I don't look at all the YouTube videos and go to it. But so on that basis, and it not being part of something I'm excited about, it's easy to be glib or dismissive of it and go, I'm sure it's only a singing competition. What does it matter whether we're in it or not? You're not making... It's only an old single competition. We're singing flimsy pop songs for 2.5-3 minutes. What possible result could you get from pulling out of it? And what possible statement could you make? It's not like Israel are going to turn around and go, oh, well, Jesus, if we can't play at Eurovision, that's real. Well, we're going to totally change our position on the political landscape of the international scene.
But countries are passionate about being involved. Other countries are. And we here in Ireland, we've got massive fans as well. And I think if our fortunes in the competition hadn't waned so much over the years, I think more people here would still be massively invested in it. And you can't deny that other countries are dying to win this competition.
Yeah. It's massive. It's huge. Millions of people watch it. And I suppose in that context, you could be going, well, this is our one opportunity to stand up and make a stand and go, no, we're not doing it. Kian's over there, 0874-100-102. We'd love to hear from you, actually. Voice notes. Kian, let's hear you.
Hi, guys. So, basically, three other countries have put an interest in saying if Israel competes, they will not compete.
Oh, this is a question I was asking, which is, like I say, I don't know jack about Eurovision at the moment, but the whole process of standing up and saying that if Israel competes, then we won't. Are we the first? Are Ireland, or specifically RTÉ on behalf of Ireland, are we the first? No. Keane is saying what? Three other countries?
Put an interest in saying if Israel competes, they will not compete. So Slovenia, Iceland and Spain have all had similar statements as RTÉ have had so far. So by the looks of it, it'll be the lowest numbers of competing in Eurovision this year. And then there's other countries such as Germany, who've said if Israel doesn't compete, they will not compete as well.
That's interesting. So this could be the beginning of a movement, a larger, wider push, I suppose. 0874, they're texting as well. 087. 087, you know the number. Kieran, Kieran's there. We're too crap to qualify anyway. It's a stupid argument. See, this is what I was getting at. It doesn't matter if we're crap. It doesn't matter if it's just a singing competition. It's a statement. We're too crap to qualify anyway, says Kieran. It's a stupid argument. Would we do it for a World Cup or Olympics? No.
Well, Kieran, I would say if we flip over to a sporting context, at various points in history, Ireland have decided to boycott certain countries. I think we definitely had some sort of a boycott in place for South African rugby under apartheid. And then there are sports governing bodies, UEFA, FIFA, who have taken a stance on countries involved in wars, particularly around the Balkan Wars. I think Serbia maybe was nixed from involvement in 1992, I want to say. So organisations have taken a stance.
That's local organisations, is it?
No, but governing bodies.
The wider
governing sporting body has taken a position.
Are you saying that the FIFA would take a moral stance?
Well, I mean, latterly, with sort of Russia and Qatar, they seem to have sort of rolled back on that somewhat. It must be
right, but they have in the past, or the, yeah, the governing bodies. Wow. So that could be a thing as well. That's wild, the notion that we could be looking to FIFA for, I don't know, some sort of moral compass. Wow. Everyone has someone in their life. Well, Mairead is always one for us, Mairead Ronan, and I know she's a mega Eurovision fan. I know Russell is a massive Eurovision fan as well. Well, I could try and ring him. Russell is gone, hasn't he?
He's been to multiple Eurovisions, yeah.
Huge Eurovision fan. Russell does this thing as well where he's heads ringing. Russell will be like watching the announcement of the country's entries songs in the run-up to... Hello?
Hello.
Russell, how are you? It's Ray Foley here at Today FM. How are you?
How are you, Ray?
How are you? Russell, I was just saying, you're the person that comes to mind immediately as the person that I know that is the biggest Eurovision fan. You'd watch YouTubes of Eurovisions.
All year round.
This is what I'm saying, yeah. It could be a random Friday or Saturday night. I see you on Instagram and you're sharing videos of we're watching, I don't know, Latvia's entry from 2006 or whatever.
And it's such a banger.
You actually, I was going to say, you probably know it off the top of your head.
Exactly.
But do you have a reaction? Have you seen this news from RTÉ where they've said that this is an RTÉ statement, but of course RTÉ representing Ireland is saying that Ireland are not going to be participating in Eurovision next year if Israel takes part. And a multitude of countries, this could be the beginning of a groundswell, a multitude of countries making a similar statement. How do you think this is going to affect Eurovision or the Eurovision that you know?
I think this is going to start a ripple effect. So in the last couple of weeks, we've seen other countries, including Spain in particular, and Slovenia, who've both kind of given slightly wishy-washy kind of threats, saying that we'll threaten to withdraw if Israel participate in 2026's contest. This is the very first time that we've seen something really definitive from a broadcaster, and it very much goes with the public opinion that seems to be going around, especially amongst Eurovision fans. I'm not speaking for all Eurovision fans here, but for the most part, that they want this particular question answered as soon as possible, that we want to see RTÉ taking a stand, we want to see the Irish broadcaster and other broadcasters taking a stand. And it's interesting that this is a very definitive one. It has essentially said, we will not take part if they take part. And that's very, very telling that this is going to start other conversations going around. Everyone always kind of uses the example of back when the invasion of Ukraine happened, that Russia was thrown out very, very quickly, as was Belarus at the time. And obviously, there's been 2 years of what has been going on, the genocide in Gaza, that we are seeing a slower response in this case, and I think it's because there's been calls for so many years. If you remember Bambi, who represented us in Malmö in 24, they were an incredible representative who was putting Gaza at the forefront of their artistry as much as possible.
Was that 2024? That was last year, yeah.
2024, no, sorry. Last year was Malmö, yes. So 2024, yes.
There was a huge controversy surrounding all of that. You mentioned the Irish Eurovision fans. And you've mentioned other countries, but is this the case that Ireland, we seem to be the single lone voice out on our own on this at the moment, with the hope that other people would come on board?
Not necessarily. I think we're the first voice rather than a lone voice. As I say, Spain and Slovenia have kind of given indications, but it's been a bit wishy-washy. But last year, there was a lot of controversy. Or sorry, this year. I go in seasons, by the way. So my Eurovision year ends when the Eurovision ends and I move into next year.
So, we're in a new year now, are we? We're in 25-26.
Well, the Eurovision season officially begins the 1st of September, but I explain that to you sometime. It's very complicated. I go this year, last year. But basically, in the contest that just happened in May, so this year's contest, there was a lot of questions about voting irregularities, about the fact that there was a huge swell of televotes for the Israeli act who eventually came second. And other broadcasters such as RTE, such as VRT in Belgium, RTVE in Spain, the Norwegians also made complaints. So many countries made asked for the EBU to investigate this. They didn't quite. They kind of said, we trust our system and we trust our process. And I think that kind of put a question on a lot of people's minds as to whether or not the system for televoting can be trusted as well, because people can manipulate it. There's nothing, it's kind of the thing of it's not illegal to vote in huge numbers. There's a limit, but you can vote to the limit. And if people are choosing not to watch and they're choosing not to vote, there's every chance that the people who are actively trying to vote for any of the countries can get a higher say in all of it,
I got you. There was questions around that, and I suppose that was something that they wouldn't want to see in this / next year's competition. So now what? Now we wait, is it? We wait for a reaction.
I think we wait, and I'm just seeing, like, very in the last hour or so, in terms of public opinion, you know, this has been a great decision by RTE, that a lot of Eurovision fans that I follow, you know, podcasters, bloggers, it's very much a decision that's been supported. We do have to just wait and see. I think this could be the start of other broadcasters making a very definitive thing, and then the EBU have to decide. Now, on the back end of everything, so Eurovision isn't necessarily just this one-year event. This entire organization that operates media, news, broadcasts and everything like that. But the song contest itself, there's a team looking after everything right now, planning for Vienna in 2026, which I'll add is the 70th edition of the contest. So it's going to be a very special one, kind of celebrating the history of it. So a lot of people will want to see Ireland, the most successful country, being part of it. But we want us, you know, not to be sullied in a lot of ways by everything.
By the ongoing events, yeah.
Exactly. So the planning is going on right now. Normally, you have to confirm your participation as a country and as a broadcaster by usually like October, November type of time, or the broadcasters then get fined for withdrawing.
Oh, wow.
So the EBU have decided to push that later to December, which allows then broadcasters a bit more time to see what the EBU's decision on Israel's participation is before then making a decision. Right now, the kind of one of the main guys, his name is Martin Green. He's kind of like executive producer of the whole Eurovision. He's kind of not been too committal on anything. He's happy to continue to see Israel participating in the contest. It hasn't really gone too well with a lot of fans and other broadcasters, which is possibly why RTE has decided to take this moment and this time to make this statement and make it clear, put a bit of pressure on. We'll see how. I'd say the next couple of weeks will be very, very telling.
Yeah. Would you know, I'm putting you on the spot, ballpark, what kind of fines that they could be faced with for pulling out of the competition?
Usually participation in the contest normally costs For a broadcaster like Ireland and smaller countries like this, you need about 100,000 to participate. And the fine, I'm not too sure on the exact amount, but it would be a significant amount of that.
Okay.
So, you know, and you have to remember that these are, and this is me sounding like the EBU, and I don't always like parroting what they say, but they always say that the Eurovision Song Contest is a collection of broadcasters and not of countries. This is why they can get away with saying, you know, it's RTE's money and not the Irish public. But most broadcasters are public service broadcasters. Many of them are funded by the public. So people, they have to be conscious of people's money in that respect.
Yeah. And then beyond that, then people's position, political positions and what it is they want their broadcasters and then their country to be represented. Russell, yeah. I know you're out and about, you're not in work, so I'll let you go. I'm interrupting your day, but we'll be keeping an eye on this. Were you planning on going next year, by the way?
I always plan on going, and then I make a decision kind of depending on tickets. Obviously, this has been constantly clouding it. Mm. You know, as a fan, it's been a really tough couple of years, especially someone like, as you introduced me there, this is like, you know, people talk about the Open, they talk about the Olympics, stuff at the World Cup. This is that for me. I've really strong friendship circles associated with the contest. It's my favorite week of the year in the last 2 years. Haven't been enjoyable. Mm. So there is a question on it. So it's a tentative yes, but, you know, who knows?
Okay.
We'll be
watching what the EBU says, and we'll be watching what Russell says, and then in the long term, what RTE says. Listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call. Russell Alfred,
much
appreciate.
Owen Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. Used to be giant.
Cheers, sir. Much obliged.
When did we start?
0874 100 102 for your texts and WhatsApp. Guys, cop on. Shut up. Pair of tickets for Pete Davidson. You know him. He used to go out with Ariana Grande.
And Kim Kardashian.
Sure,
right?
I did. He used to be on Saturday Night Live. Pete Davidson. He's performing in the National Stadium on Friday, the 9th of October. Is it a Friday, the 9th of October? Every day this week, giving away tickets to different comedy gigs, including Ard Lohan and Jack D, Pete Davidson today, Wolf and Dowd, Paul Chowdhury. Loads of comedy on in autumn. You can check them all out, www.mcd.ie. They've given us tickets to give away. Hang on.
9th of October is a Thursday.
All right, I see what I've done here.
Don't worry about it, it's fine.
These are Fridays. This is Friday's prize.
Yeah.
We'll stick with Pete.
No, you've said it now, so we have to stick with Pete.
If you want,
originally, we were going to give that away tomorrow, but it's fine now.
Today's Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's on the 9th of October. Pete Davidson live in the National Stadium up in Dublin. And it's a what day is it?
Thursday.
It's a Thursday. I'm so sorry, but I've bunched it.
It's really not that big a deal, dude.
How are we doing this?
Oh, I saw this thing online, right? And it's to do with predictive text, right?
Mm.
So there's this thing. You start typing the sentence, I'm sorry. Mm. And then you choose the following words depending on what's suggested by predictive text.
Oh, I've seen this before, yeah.
I did it, and I think my phone thinks you'd be surprised, right?
Does it depend on the person you're sending it to?
Oh, I wonder, is there some sort of AI involved?
That it knows how apologetic you should be.
Do you want to know my message?
So who's it to? In what text conversation were you writing this? I know you didn't send it, but
I was going to send this to you.
Okay,
so
right.
This is my draft. It's just there as a draft.
Okay.
It says, I'm sorry. Okay, that's how this starts. And the rest of the message is, I'm sorry, I just saw your message, but I'm not going to bother texting back.
Okay. So the idea is, you start with, I'm sorry. I'm putting it in my phone now. Yep. I'm sorry.
And then it'll suggest three and other words.
Yeah, on the iPhone anyway, and I'm presumed if you're Android, it'll give you a suggestion as to what the next word should be. So then select the suggestion. Do you go for the middle option every time?
I think almost all of mine were the middle option.
Okay, middle option. Here we go.
Is your message still going?
Yeah. It's not making any sense now if I keep going for the middle. Okay, hang on. So I got to go back then. Okay. Okay. Jesus. Oh my God.
Wow. What are you typing out?
I'm just selecting words so that it makes sense.
Are you nearly done over there?
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
Oh,
I'm not making this up. This is literally what my phone thinks I should be sending to you.
Okay, I'm going to open this. You can see me. I'm holding the phone away. I'm going to look at this and go in blind. Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Ray's message. I'm sorry to say that, but I'm going through the worst of times and I'm going through a rough divorce right now and I'm not going to be happy anymore.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Jesus, my bone is grim, isn't it?
Just lay it all out there, bud.
I'm not going through a divorce. I'm fine. But the phone things, myself and my missus are going through some tough times. All right, so send us in to FM's WhatsApp number, 0874-100-102. Send yours in. We'll have a read through them. We'll pick the best one for a pair of tickets for Pete Davidson live. All with thanks to www.mcd.ie. Stay here. I'll play Raven Lenné. Alex Warren and Eternity, Today FM. Playing the music you love Thursday afternoon. All right, pair of tickets for Pete Davidson. He used to be on Saturday Night Live. He used to go out with Ariana Grande and he used to go out with Kim Kardashian. I'm sure there are other things that you could say about Pete Davidson, but just off the top of my head, I don't have his full bio here. Stand-up comedy, is performing at the National Stadium in Dublin in October. Let me check that for you. 9th of October. www.mcd.ie. Loads of comedy gigs on in autumn. Worth having a look. We're going to take away tickets for Ardlo Hanlon, Jack D, Pete Davidson, Wolf and Owl and Paul Chowdhury. That's mcd.ie for Pete Davidson. So JP was, this has been around for youngs, but basically if you're putting a text into your phone, you can have the predictive text select your next word. On the iPhone, they give you three options. And what you can do is you can just blindly keep hitting the middle one or just keep hitting the appropriate button or auto predict or predictive text word that will make sure that it makes sense, that it's legible.
I think all of mine were the middle button except for one word, which if I'd chosen the middle one, it would not have made sense.
Well, this is the thing, you see. I think you need to choose the one that'll make it make sense. I don't know what the version is on Android.
Don't be a snob, Ray.
I'm actually just a sheep. I'm an iPhone sheep, and I've looked at some of those. Those pixels look nice. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Don't they look nice?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the cameras of them are stunning as well. But this is it.
How good do you need your camera to be?
It's not about the camera. It's just been about a sheep. Like, not a sheep. I'm just stuck in the Apple ecosystem. And I really resent that.
Well, you have the power to change that, Ray. Only yesterday you were saying you're definitely going to buy an iPhone 17.
If I had it's nearly €1,500. For a phone,
lads.
Cop on. So my predictive text to JP. Now, it starts with, I'm sorry. So you put those in yourself, I'm sorry.
Mm.
And then after that, then you see what it says. I'm sorry to say that I'm going through the worst of times and I'm going through a rough divorce right now and I'm not going to be happy anymore.
That's incredible. That is an incredible message.
It's dark, though, isn't it? I mean,
mine was much simpler.
What does it say about the tone of the rest of my texts if my phone is thinking he's on the cusp of divorce?
Well, my phone clearly thinks I'm antisocial. It says, I'm sorry, I just saw your message, but I'm not going to bother texting back.
Wow. It's got you pegged. Ronan says, I'm sorry to say this, but the guy who is in charge has no clue about what he's doing with the money he made from his wife. Niamh says, I'm sorry I didn't get to see you at the end of the day. I was going to go to the store to see if I can get a lift to hurling training at 5:15.
Wild.
0874-100-102. Start with, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say that you are a terrible human and a horrible human and a bad human and a very horrible human. And I am so very sad to say this to your mother.
Oh my God.
From Daniel. Amy says, I'm sorry, I didn't see you on your probation day yesterday. Ooh. So we can go back and forth with the girls and see how it is going with my shift in a tent. And it has the little tent emoji as well.
Nice.
Sarah says, I'm sorry to say that, but I'm going through the worst day right at the minute. I have a doctor's appointment and I'm going through the bathroom. Sarah says, I'm going through the bathroom. Do you want more of these? We can keep going for the 10 minutes if you like.
Oh, we could, yeah. Go on in.
You decide. You're the
producer. We'll roll on for one more.
Will we roll for one more?
Yeah.
You can get it. Just that I'm enjoying them. I'm sorry to say that I am enjoying these, and I am going through the bathroom. going through the bathroom. Imagine someone being inside in the bathroom and Sarah's like, no, sorry, just going through. I'm just going out the other side. Thank you very much. Out the window. Lovely to see you, by the way. Thank you,
Sarah.
There's my apology. I'm sorry on text. Start your text with I'm sorry and let auto-correct or auto-fill on your phone. Fill out the rest of it. And try and keep it like legible, do you know, so it makes vaguely makes sense, so it's readable. Yeah, 0874 100 102. I'm sorry again, but you sorry. I'm sorry again, but you know how you are with your emotions, babe. From Decky. Decky,
it sounds like you've typed that message before anyway yourself.
Your phone is telling tales on you, Decky. I'm sorry again, but you know how you are with your emotions, babe. Teresa says, I'm sorry, but I have a little feeling that you need to get a refund from my account for the weekend instead of the other one. I can meet you at yours.
Ooh.
Sounds like something seedy's going on. Mark is in Kells. He says, hi, Rain JP. I'm sorry I didn't respond to you earlier. I just wanted you to be sure I didn't forget you had your phone on the other side of your desk so you can call the office to see what the doctor said.
Again, there's like a lot of drama inside of these messages, isn't there?
Kira says, I'm sorry for all that happened, but we were in a hurry to get back from the airport and we were just wondering how we can get the car back from Portugal.
Uh-oh.
And Corey says, this could be my favourite. Corey says, I'm sorry to hear that you have been in bed since I was in bed with you.
That's either a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a damning review. I tell you what, I've been in bed since you were in bed with me. Or it could be like, I've been in bed since you were in bed with me. It's all in the delivery, isn't it? A pair of tickets for Pete Davidson.
It's ringing.
MCD.ie is the website for comedy tickets this autumn. And Corey should be over there. He's
still in the bed, is he?
Still in the bed. I'm sorry you were in the bed since I was in the bed with you. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Corey?
How are we doing?
Hello, sir. Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you getting on?
Oh, good, yeah, yourself?
Good. Who are you in the bed with this morning?
Well, no, that would be my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend. And was it a heartfelt apology that you were sorry that she was in the bed, that she was still in the bed since you were in the bed with her?
No, I don't think it was really that heartfelt.
It wasn't? Okay. Okay, fair enough. And is she okay? Is she all right?
I'm not sure. She could be still tied up there. I'm not sure.
No. Well, listen. Has she texted back at least? She's probably not in a position to text back if she's tied up.
That's very true.
That's it. You see, I haven't heard about it. Listen, for you, sir, a very good text. We have a pair of tickets for Pete Davidson on the 9th of October at the National Stadium stand-up gig there. Enjoy that. Thanks for your text.
Super. Thanks very much.
Cheers, man. All the best.
Owen Ray.
Yeah?
Love the show. Hey.
Kian!
What?
Kian, will you come in? Your dinner's ready!
Kian, your supper's ready. Will you get in here?
Kian! Your girlfriend's at the door!
Man, will you stop saying that? You're embarrassing me!
Ah, Kian, is that your girlfriend? Shut up, man!
We're just friends!
Ah, she's gorgeous. Bring her in. Kian, go
man,
on.
You said you were going to leave.
I'm only messing,
you're
Kian.
You're supposed to be in the shops now.
Ah, Kian, I'm only messing. Are you going out?
If you're going to stay here, I'm going to have to leave.
No, I'm going out for my walk anyways. See you later, Kian.
See you, man.
Kian, of course, and this is the last time this is ever I'm playing the music you love.
Oh!
That's us done now for the day.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was probably the most fun I've had in 2025. And we're getting well into this year, aren't we? Sheesh. Hey, JP?
Yeah?
You want to do some fun facts?
Yeah. Here's today's fun fact.
Time for some fun facts up in your ears.
Let's fun fact your face.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Go on, so.
Coming at you with a hot fruit fact.
Oh,
I was... Big into fruit.
I was going to do a veg fact for you.
Oh, wow. Very healthy facts today.
I have another one in the bank. Just in fallback. have a fallback.
We all have fallback facts. You're not the only one.
I'm not showing off. I'm just saying
I didn't come here with one fact. I'm going to do one fact, but I have a spare.
That's why we call them fun facts.
It's radio's most factual fun feature. It's fun facts.
It's fun facts.
Guys, life doesn't, in fact, give you lemons because lemons aren't real. Most fruits are cultivated because animals eat them and then pass the seeds out through their back door. I can say bum. Okay, so the seed comes out the bum, the seed takes root, and the life cycle starts all over again. But lemons are sour, and no animals on Earth eat lemons. So how come we've got lemons, I hear you ask?
How come we've got lemons?
Thank you for asking. Well, they've been bred by us humans. They're a Frankenstein mix.
Wild to me now.
Isn't it? I had doubts about my fun fact. I thought you'd knock it straight down.
I thought, oh, ye of little faith.
Go on.
I'm enchanted by this fun fact.
Yeah.
I thought pips were just... I didn't realise that pips needed to be run through the system first to be functional.
Well, for plants to naturally occur, that's how it would work.
Naturally?
Yeah. Not with lemons, though.
So if an orange falls off a tree and then rots, there's no chance of the pip.
Well, that could work, but also there will be animals.
So it sounds like this fun fact is utterly made up then.
It's not.
Right.
Are you doubting my sources for my fun facts?
The whole premise that you established your fun fact upon, the foundations
fruit
are
shaking.
Fruit
can fall.
Yeah, and then...
And they could, in theory, sprout, but also...
Okay, so that's the opposite of what you said at the
beginning. A fruit needs to be eaten to free up the seed often.
Right.
This is not... this is no secret. You know birds eat fruit and berries. And they spread the plant.
So stop then.
Go on.
Lemon.
I'm talking about the origin of the lemon fruit. At some point, lemons didn't exist.
Go on, so...
They're not a product of evolution. It's human interference.
Fun facts on Today FM.
This feature always gets a bit tense for
this feature always brings out the worst in you.
Honestly, it's supposed to be fun. Where was I even?
Fun and facts.
Lemons have been bred by humans. You've taken all the fun out of this. There are a Frankenstein mix of a sour orange and a citron. Mm-hmm. Not the car.
Renault.
Before you even say it.
Citron.
The sour orange itself being bred from a pomelo and a mandarin, so it's not the product of evolution, but selective breeding that's guided by humans. Lemons are a human invention as much as a Freddo bar.
Guys, this is good stuff.
Thank you.
It's radio's most factual fun feature. It's fun facts.
We always fall out about the facts.
I think it would be remiss of me to not question something that we are... setting out our stall here to the nation, saying that these are facts, and immediately the fact starts to fall. It starts to, the veracity of the fact starts to crumble before my very eyes.
I stand over that fact, and I wish you wouldn't second guess me.
I had a great fun fact, but because of all of your carry on,
you're the one who dragged it out.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
I had a great fun fact.
Oh, I bet you did. I could hear you typing while I was reading that out, frantically searching for a fact.
I was frantically searching because it ties in with a song.
Oh.
And I'm not doing it now. You'll have to wait till next week.
Oh, it's your ball and you're going home.
Yeah.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
And that's your fun facts for this week. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
It's time for a fun fact.
No, it's not. It's over.
Fun facts on Today FM.
We're playing the script next. Hang on.
Ray Foley on Today FM.